In today's one-on-one, a young Czech filmmaker discusses, among other things, a terrifying experience in Israel with Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby.
Pavla Fleischer is a young documentary maker who was born here in Prague but has been living in London half her life. Her best-known project is the award-winning film Blues on the Beach. It was originally intended to show life could be normal in Israel, but that all changed when a bomb ripped through the bar where she was filming, killing three. When I spoke to Pavla Fleischer at Prague's Café Slavia, she first told me a bit about her father Jan, a director and screenwriter who now teaches in the UK.
Before we were here during the communist period, my father was, as far as I can remember, he was kicked out of the Barrando studios for political reasons. He's done various films, I don't know, 5-6 films where actually realized he's written scripts. Tím pádem, Pavilon Šelem, Štěk, can't remember them all. Yeah, I mean, he's always wanted to move outside of the Czech Republic. It just never was as easy. When he was offered a job, he didn't want to take the whole family to a different country and risk that they would not be able to get a good education and so on.
And when you were a kid, I guess filmmaking was all around you.
Yeah, I mean, we always, as children, we would be taken to film sets. I started as an extra, as a child blowing bubbles in Catapult, I think, with Jirka Bartoška, whom I loved very much. There were always parties in our house, rap parties, and you know, actors, actresses, directors, filmmakers in general. So yeah, it was normal.
And at the age of 14, I think it was, you went to England. Was that a bit of a shock to you in your teens, moving to another country with another language?
It was. I was really looking forward to it. I didn't have any problems about leaving Czechoslovakia, or was then Czechoslovakia. But I did not expect, I don't really think forward, so I didn't expect it to be so hard. And I didn't speak any English when I moved to England, and I did not have the chance of receiving any special lessons, so I was, as you say, thrown into the deep end and had to swim, which at the age of 40, when you have all sorts of other problems of growing up, it's difficult to have also the extra problem of communication to deal with. But it worked out in the end.
And you're Pavla Fleischer, not Fleischerova. Why is that?
I have two passports. One says Pavla Fleischerova, the Czech one, and the English one, Pavla Fleischer. I don't know how it came about. I don't know whether it's legal, even. But it's just too long, and it's difficult for the English to pronounce. So I would always say Fleischer, and also they don't have the over. Yeah. So it's just easier. It's easier.
Well, now you're a filmmaker yourself, and a couple of your films focus on music. You made one film, or you filmed the Czech gypsy band Bengas, and your most recent project is called The Pied Piper of Hutsovina, and it's about the charismatic leader of the Ukrainian band Gogol Bordello, called Eugene Huts. What attracted you to those stories or those people?
So, first of all, Bengas, I did not make a documentary about. I just did a photo shoot of them, like a photo documentary. I've always loved gypsy music. I've always loved music in general, but gypsy music I grew up with. My mom, who would get drunk at parties over the weekends in our country house, and she would sing gypsy songs. So I have this connection to it. It's music that people respond to, people love. With Eugene, I was interested in because he had a vast knowledge of gypsy music. He introduced me to gypsy music of Russia and Ukraine, and it was such a wonderful world that I fell in love with not just that world but Eugene as well. So I decided to make a film about him.
You also made an award-winning film called Blues by the Beach, in which you went to Tel Aviv to make a film about a bar on the beach in Tel Aviv to show that life could be normal in Israel, but that didn't happen. Tell us, please, about that experience.
Yes, I went. I went to Israel to follow my then boyfriend, and together we were commissioned to make a film about a small bar on the beach on the beachfront of Tel Aviv, Mike's place. 2 weeks into the filming, whilst I was there with the camera, a bomb exploded in the bar. So obviously the whole intention of making a film about the happy side of Israel went in a different direction. And it's been quite an experience.
Tell us about the bombing. If people were killed, how close were you yourself to danger?
Me and Joshua were standing about 6 meters away from where the bomb exploded. We were by the stage where the musicians were singing, and the bomb exploded just outside of the bar. Three people were killed, one of whom was the chief protagonist in the film, Dominique. Two other musicians died in the explosion.
And also, you yourself became the focus of perhaps even world media attention when that happened because of this unusual story. What was that experience like?
I mean, it's the last thing you think about is what about yourself when something like that happens. Obviously, the media immediately became interested in us as well as the film we were making. It wasn't an easy experience, and I still find it very difficult to talk about it. I've had a lot of problems even in production of the film, because in my experience, a thing like that affects you both. It can affect you on a physical level, but it definitely affects you on an emotional level. It's actually a film that I prefer to forget, in a way.
And Pavla Fleischer, what are you working on now, and what's next for you, or even where do you see yourself being in a couple of years' time? I know at the moment you're swinging between Prague and London.
I am at the moment trying to catch up on what I missed, which is film training. So I'm applying to a National Film and Television School in England, hoping to get in. I'm also preparing another feature documentary, which is set in Puglia, in southern Italy, and has the soundtrack of traditional music of that region. At the same time, I'm also still representing a company that does commercials. That's my bread and butter.